listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning of April 4th, 2017, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, on the verge of a military victory against the terrorist insurgency in his country and on the eve of peace talks that would secure his position as president, decided to use chemical weapons he didn't have against a target of no military significance in front of as many cameras as possible to cross the one red line that would ensure his own government's downfall. Soon after, the Academy Award-winning White Helmets, noted for their Oscar-worthy performances, persistent proximity to al-Qaeda, and financial dependence on U.S. aid, bravely risked their lives, handling Syrian victims barehanded against every protocol in the book. Without presenting a shred of evidence, President Donald Trump boldly launched a military strike against Sheret Airfield because
national security interest,
promising to help the
beautiful babies.
Offer does not apply to babies in Gaza, Yemen, Pakistan, or basically anywhere else. That military strike, a volley of 59 Tomahawk land attack missiles of which 23 actually made it to the target, failed to take out a single runway or even keep the airbase from operating for even 24 hours, but was a complete success for ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and Donald Trump. No one could question the wisdom of striking Syria, except Donald Trump. And no one could oppose such a move, except Russia. The Trump train, still convinced by candidate Trump,
and by listening to guys like Lindsey Graham drop bombs here, drop bombs on Assad, drop bombs on ISIS. Oh, but they're fighting each other, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
And
so could you convince Putin to get Assad to step aside?
Well, they've been trying to do that. Could I? I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think, frankly, let's say you get rid of Assad or you knock out that government. Who's going to take over? The people that were backing, and then you're going to have, like, Libya? Mm-hmm.
Concluded that this was seventh-dimensional backgammon to make China afraid of the U.S.'s willingness to spend $100 million in a fearsome show of failing to destroy a single airfield. Throughout the world, people rejoice as a horrible secular regime in the Middle East is replaced by yet another peace-loving band of ragtag human rights campaigners and child beheaders motivated by a desire to subdue the armies of Rome in an apocalyptic confrontation in Dabiq. The chemicals for the previous red line attack in Syria have since been proven to come from Libya with U.S. approval, but that's probably not relevant to this case. The CIA has released declassified report after declassified report showing that the plan to topple Syria's government has been in the works for decades, but this just shows that they were right all along. The mainstream media unquestioningly asserts that the story is true because the U.S. government says so, but that's okay because we all know the MSM is full of unbiased truth-tellers and dig hard to get the raw facts on every story.
We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, "I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons," and they are beautiful pictures.
Even members of Congress think the story is a load of hogwash, but that's okay because they're probably crazy.
Because I don't think Assad would have done that. It does not serve his interests. It would tend to draw us into that civil war even further.
Who do you think is behind it?
Meanwhile, the White House has released a report on its intelligence about the chemical attack that refutes its own version of the story, but that's okay because when has the White House ever lied people into war? This man doesn't exist, and if you think he does, you're an enemy of humanity who should apologize for having been born. Likewise, him, her, him, and him. And him and her. This is the 100% true story of the Syria strikes, and if you support sites like The Corporate Report that question it in any way, you are a moonbeam, fake news, tyrant-loving, hippie pinko Russian agent and should commit ritual suicide immediately. If you love your country and or liberty, NASCAR, supermodels, TV, water slides, or your mother, you will not question this story in any way. Ever. This message has been brought to you by the Friends of the Brookings Institute, Raytheon, Genie Oil, Oded Yunon, ICISIS, and the New York Times. Because ignorance is strength.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Today is Sunday, April 15th, 2018. And that there was a short clip there from the Corbett Report, which I thought was kind of humorous for our times that we live in nowadays. Anyway, you're welcome to join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room ready to answer your calls and put you on the air. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. And you are welcome to call in and express your own concerns as well as topics that you might find important in today's world. I'd like to start out today's show with a moment of thought, though, for a longtime friend of mine, an acquaintance through Twitter and all. those that listening might know her as Granny. Her name is Patty over in Missouri. She's called in here quite a few times. That her longtime husband of about 47 years had passed away due to complications of diabetes and also a recent heart issue that was brought on by a stroke. So, Patty, if you're listening, I know you're in mourning over there, grieving over the loss there, but I like to remind you that the sadness also covers our way here, too, and we'd like to express our personal condolences to you and your family there. Another thought on that, the Holy Spirit guides us into life eternal, but you must relinquish your investment in death, or you'll never see life, though it's all around you, knowing that we have mutual friends that also endure with us, because technically we're all slowly dying. Anyway, again, with that, today's health today is basically measured in how much time each of us may have left on this earth. And with today's poisoning by GMOs and Big Pharma and the toxic chemicals that come from that, I always wonder why these administrations don't bomb Big Pharma. Over 200,000 deaths a year of Americans are related to these toxic drugs that Big Pharma puts out. Anyway, on another note, last week there I had a nice show with James Fetzer, who we talked about many false flags, the evidence of such, and the disposal of evidence that has been done in all these school shootings and other information, the corruption of the different agencies that have been involved in this with the fabricating of mortuary evidence and all that, just to keep pushing this going after guns of law-abiding Americans. And, of course, they're targeting the AR-15s or assault-type rifles. They're not actually assault rifles. They're only assault if someone uses them. But they're targeting different guns that most Americans would have. And, of course, we know that as the United States slips further and further into tyranny and fascism, that this is relevant for our day here. But anyway, after the show there, I'd shut down my computer, and later on I went to turn it on, and it had a boot error. I also had a 1 terabyte backup drive that was hooked to the computer, and so after exhaustive measures of trying to get the computer back up again, which it failed, the computer I'm currently on now, which was my kind of backup one, I didn't really want to put on the net, but to my surprise, the 1 terabyte drive also would not boot. So, yeah, of course, it was hooked up to the other computer at the time, so whatever it was took out both boot sectors of both drives. And I lost everything for about 2 years here that I've been backing up, as well as a lot of other nice movies and stuff I've collected over the years and ripped off of my DVDs and stuff. And anyway, you know how it is nowadays. Money short, times are hard, so it just seems like everyone I know that's working towards the good out here towards the truth movement and stuff, they continually are experiencing either a web page or website problems, computer problems, and I think we can all kind of assume who's all behind this. Just 2 weeks before that, it was my router and stuff that had gone south. So it just makes you wonder what's going on in the background. Anyway, have you ever wondered, when you see people out there along the highways, they're picking up trash, and, you know, I compare that to those like myself in the anti-war movement. You know, we personally didn't throw a lot of that stuff or crap out there along the highways. And there's a host or plethora of different items, pop cans, beer cans, diapers, and more. Usually you see that around areas that are common to these quick stops where people will then do a candy bar or something, just throw the wrapper out the window. But this gets more prevalent as time goes on. I remember doing the satellite business over there and just outside of the Rocky Boy Reservation. I was doing a job, and it looked like everyone west of the Rocky Boy had just, when they took their trash out, they just threw it up in the air. And for miles and miles and miles along a fence, you could just see all that trash just lined up along a fence. But anyway, it's, you know, for a lot of people, it's our part to kind of get out there and be caretakers of this planet and at least try to clean it up. And, of course, that realizing that times are so bad here in America, when you see entire families out there alongside the road collecting cans to recycle, just get money to eat. And that's a common thing, especially up north up here. But again, though, most of this work that's out there where you could get these adopt-a-highway programs. People don't get paid for their activities out there, but it's a sacrifice for a lot of us here in Montana, especially with all of our natural beauty and our mountains and rivers and landscapes, that we like to try to at least keep this these areas clean there. And, of course, trash removed that's destroying this beautiful view. Generally, though, you might see these larger trash bags that have been left by these mile marker road signs, or pegs, I guess you call it, about every 100 feet. The state will later remove those under those programs, yet the amount of bags shows a contempt of those who didn't care, and they go on breaking the law of littering, yet they clearly post these littering signs along the highways, what the fine is and everything. Anyway, getting into tonight's show there, you know, as a flashback to 2016, less than 2 years ago, November, the New York Times ran an article which was entitled, ISIS Used Chemical Arms at Least 52 Times in Syria and Iraq, the report says. And it goes on to state here, the Islamic State has used chemical weapons, including chlorine and sulfur mustard agents, at least 52 times on the battlefields in Syria and Iraq since it swept into power in 2014, according to the new independent analysis. More than one-third of those chemical attacks have come in, and they just go on and on. But, you know, the point is, though, is always everyone's so quick to jump to judgment, and no one wants to investigate anything. And then, of course, we see that the area targeted over there in Syria was the exact same area where this chemical, alleged chemical weapons attack was, of this chlorine. And I have some quotes here later on to talk about that. But the United States is going to place more sanctions on Russia. And, of course, Russia is doing the tit-for-tat on that, which will place more sanctions on much of what is exported, that is the prime exports of American jobs. And, of course, most people really don't understand what these sanctions are. Sanctions, as you know, they try to deprive a country of the fortitude to be able to take care of its people, much of that which you could suggestively call a war crime, because it is collective punishment against a, I'll say government, but the United States would say regime. But the point is, though, is that by doing this, they try to hurt the economy to break them, just like we always see the sanctions on North Korea. And then, of course, the U.S. media gets out there and they just wail and howl about how so many millions of people are starving to death over there in North Korea. The same thing with the U.S. imposed sanctions on Venezuela, the massive amount of starvation down there. The media will highlight how people down there are eating their pets to survive. The U.S. sanctions on Iraq, in which 500,000 Iraqi children died. The list goes on and on here, but as we know, though, just like in World War II, when Churchill and Roosevelt got together, they placed sanctions on Japan, which made Japan go into a frenzy to be able to support itself. The sanctions covered different things like rubber for tires and everything. But anyway, they pushed out into China, and of course, there came a massive slaughter from there. And that's how those greedy empires always work. But in relation to that, the wars we see that are being, or the war drums, I guess you could call it, are being, the tempo is being just beat even more faster here. And you can tell that by, if you start researching the U.S. economy, usdebtclock.org highlights the amount of unemployed, the amount on Social Security, the amount on unemployment, the amount on welfare, and of course the amount of, I believe it's not, the last time I looked, it was 95 million that were unemployed. And of course, taking that in about the massive consumer debt with credit cards, the student loans, excessive over $1 trillion, that there's no possible way they can sustain this. And then on top of that, we have the trillions admittedly lost by the Pentagon, to which there's never an accounting, which was the same thing right before 9/11 on September 10th, when they announced that $2.3 trillion was missing. So these sanctions lead to wars, which leads to, or actually leads to more fueled cold wars, and then it leads to hot wars. And I hate to think of the fact that the United States and Russia could come to blows there. And as I've mentioned here, with I always try to approach the youth that I see around here today, and I try to explain to them factual things, like I've mentioned before, the fact that today's Russian Federation is 86% Orthodox Christian demographically. And, of course, by this constant hype of trying to demonize Russia, demonize Russia, demonize Russia, that they are trying to psych up the mental psyche of the youth there to be able to grab a gun and go willingly throwing themselves on the bayonets of someone else, who in turn, as I've mentioned before, the 1915 Christmas truce is where all these young boys took time off to celebrate Christmas, which was the birth of their Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And they shared letters from home. They learned more about the people they were fighting. They showered. They drank. They played football or soccer, I guess they call it for Britain. And of course, as they did that, these young gentlemen over there started learning that the kid that they were fighting in the other trench was just like they were. And of course, then comes out these fraternizing with the enemy or collaboration with the enemy, because they don't want people to know that other people are just like you. And I opened my first show here on Republic Broadcasting Network with a scenario of when I first got into amateur radio, how the fact was, is talking to a young Soviet boy back in 1979, that he his aspirations for life were the same as mine. He wanted to get married, have a house, a kid or two, a garden, a dog, and it was only the Cold War that had came between he and that, because the inscription into the military back then, because of the Cold War, was 16. And other than that, though, he was just like I was. And if you watch these crazy Russian videos, as they call them, on YouTube and stuff, hell, even the Russians drive like they do here in America. But it's a constant hype to demonize someone. And, of course, the normal theme nowadays is to blame Russia for everything. But on top of that, we find out what's really going on over there in the Middle East today. And, of course, this comes out of the Haaretz news over there in Israel, that the Trump advisor of Bolton, the warmonger who Trump just appointed, had coordinated the U.S.-led strike in Syria with Israel. And this article goes on to say there that the White House was in touch with Jerusalem ahead of the overnight airstrikes on Syria. And, of course, we know that why this was done here, because of any type of retaliatory measures there from Iran or Hezbollah or whatever like that, you know. So you can know for sure that Israel was well-tuned to what was going on. And most of those guys are probably over there in that mysterious 9/11 bunker they have over there in Israel, which is this massive fortitude. I forget how many stories deep it goes there, but the U.S. government built it for Israel, and it's a fortified nuclear bunker. Again, we have millions of Americans that starve, and the United States is constantly bolstering whatever Israel does. But it's a shame there. But anyway, this, of course, is within the news there of the U.S. and its allies, brackets, France and the United Kingdom there, who had launched that overnight strike on this multiple Syrian targets in response to the alleged Assad's government there, and their alleged chemical attacks a week ago. And, of course, they went on to talk about the possible targets and stuff, which those targets we'll find out later on here in the show, where the exact same sites where these alleged chemicals were. And, of course, for many in the world, it looks like they were just making sure that any evidence was destroyed. But that couldn't be an assumption there. We have a break coming up here in a second here, but you know, the more strife in the Middle East you see, the higher the oil prices go. And, of course, that's which the United States needs to back its petrodollar. And Gerald Celente here recently on one of his videos there on the Trends Research has a great video on what's coming. And he highlights the fact that they not only announced they're going to raise the interest rates once, but twice, but possibly three times, which, again, is going to char our so-called inflation to the point there where a lot of those that are on fixed incomes and what have you, as well as welfare or even food stamps or any of that stuff, are going to have a heck of a time trying to make it there as the inflation goes up. Most people today that are in those situations get about $109, $112 a month to live on food stamps. And if you try to figure that out, that's about $3.51 a day, and trying to split that between three meals. And that's why I've highlighted the fact there that nutrition is one of the main reasons why so many people are getting sick. Anyway, we'll be right back here. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapid.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And hello to the group out there, and especially for those that have joined. And Granny has taken time to jump in there, which is nice to see her. The independent Swiss lab says that this BZ toxin over there in Europe and the UK there was used in the Skripal poisoning over there, and it was produced not in Russia. And that's a good article to read there from governmentslaves.info. But, you know, we should remember how we are told by the politicians there, not the scientists, as the article says, that the deadly Novichok nerve agent there was produced by Russia. And, of course, it was used in this alleged attempted assassination of the Skripals. I kind of like the way Mike Rivero put it there, that they had eaten at this restaurant. It was right after they ate at a restaurant that they got sick there. And I believe somewhere in there it mentioned that they were eating shellfish. So, and of course, this deadly nerve agent, as is mentioned there, is supposed to be the worst type of nerve agent you can get. And yet, here again, they recovered. And then, of course, they are whisked off with new identities to the United States. So if they ate fish or whatever like that, I can tell you this, something sounded sure fishy on that story. But again, though, as mentioned there, we were told about how deadly that chemical was. And yet it says that the scriptals, they wandered around there for a few hours before being infected. And then they give out stories about the doorknob on their home was laced with it or whatever. And then they were removing tiles out on their walkway in case some of it had dripped. And I mean, the constant propaganda of this story just keeps going further and further. And of course, this has to tie back to Russia, which has to tie back to Syria, which has to tie back to chemical weapons. And, you know, Americans just don't see I was trying to think how to clean that up, the mind screwing of how this how these governments work today. It was not too long ago that it was released that the CIA, in fact, through the United States, had sold Saddam all those weapons of mass destruction, i.e. chemicals, in which Saddam used those to kill 5,000 plus Kurds. And again, in the Iran-Iraq war that was instigated by the United States, that over 1 million Iranians died from those chemical weapons. And at the same time, you can read quotes of Henry Kissinger, where he spoke of Iran and Iraq, saying, "I hope they kill each other." There was no outrage on the use of those chemical weapons because, like everything, whatever the United States or its allies do is good. What everyone else does is bad. So, and of course, remember, clear back in '83, the pictures of Saddam Hussein shaking hands with Donald Rumsfeld and all the armaments that were just pouring into Iraq at the time. Iraq, again, as much of these vassal states at the time, was being used until finally Iraq struck out on its own and started doing things like over in Kuwait, where I believe it was because they were slant drilling and stuff. Then, of course, we have in '91 the Highway of Death, which anyone can search those photos there and see the massive carnage on that. And it was described by many as the A-10 warthogs that, in their premise to stop those fleeing Kuwaiti oil workers, mostly civilians, the A-10 warthogs had targeted the lead vehicles, which caused a massive traffic jam. And then they came back through there and they scraped everything. And you can look at, I believe it's almost 3 miles of carnage of just blown out vehicles. And as the old saying is, look for what's there and what isn't in the photos there. And you'll see that most of the vehicles targeted in that were all passenger type buses or some kind of truck, which would be carrying those oil workers. And if you look at the percent ratio of military type vehicles, you'll see that it was less than 2 or 3% of military vehicles. Anyway, we have another commercial break coming up here at the bottom of the hour here. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and share your ideas. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
partdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back.
Again, you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. You know, there was a question submitted by Russia there in finishing up on this BZ toxin that the UK had refused to answer. And, of course, the one of the biggest ones is why no chronic damage there when that is supposed to be such a deadly virus. But the questions there within that have basically been answered there, as according to the independent Swiss state, I believe that's Spies Lab. The substance used in the that case there was an agent called the BZ, which was never produced in Russia, but was in service in the U.S., U.K., and other NATO states. And there was, if you recall, not too long ago, which goes back actually quite a while, that Russia had destroyed all of its chemical weapons. And the fact is the United States, under these treaties, was supposed to also dispose of theirs. And It just reminds me of the foul play. It's whether it's this Gladio 2 type stuff that you see operating there. And of course, the same thing is that Russia had made the comment there that this ex-spy for Russia, he and his family had lived in Russia, and if Russia actually wanted him killed, they could have done it there. And so why would they wait to go into a foreign country and to do that, which, of course, would cause more strife in the world. But anyway. And then, of course, we have the World Health Organization, who said from geopolitica.ru, the news was carried on there, that the World Health Organization cannot confirm the use of chemical weapons over in Douma. And, of course, this is in Syria. And the WHO, again, stated that they can't confirm the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And it says, before WHO had distributed their press release, according to which 500 people visited doctors with no problems because of these... WHO had distributed the press release according to which 500 people visited doctors with problems because of this toxic agent. And then, of course, we find out by looking at evidence, not from what we're told by politicians and such, but all the hospitals in the area said that they treated no one. And the fact is when you look at the Arab Muslim world, and again, Syria by demographics is 10% Christian, that there was no mass funerals, long processions like they do in the Arab Muslim world, where they take care of their dead and they go through the streets and they let all their friends and family see, the passing of their loved ones. But none of that was aired. There was no evidence whatsoever that anyone had died. It kind of reminds you of these school shootings here in America. Again, which is what James Fetzer and I was talking about last week. But I have a thing here to post for the chat room here in a little bit here, but it's a good article there. It's from one of my friends on Twitter there. He's really into economics and stuff down in Australia there, but he does some offhand writing, and an article that he has is it's on the Psalm. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's Psalm. Istice.com, and that's PSALMISTICE.com. And it says, now we fight for our lives. The weaponization of our youth and black magic rituals in this type of Third Reich revisited. And that's a really good, interesting story here about how the youth are being basically converted to basic, I guess, kind of like communism, to destroy our countries from the inside out. And if you read the article, you'll get more of an idea on that. But I'll post that to the chat room here in a minute. But the other interesting fact I find out here is that, you know, the United States in this attack on Syria had fired 112 Tomahawk missiles, which also... I'm not sure if this has to do with, again, with this type of cult type of practice there, but also in Libya, it was the same exact amount of 112 Tomahawk missiles. Each of these, though, costs $178 million each. And that reminded me of a fact there that as a welfare check, once in the fire department, we got dispatched out to a check on someone that didn't answer their phone. It turned out to be an old lady there, but she's not really that old there, but upon entering her home there, the house was basically freezing on the inside there, and we found her sitting in front of a space heater where she had passed away there, and of course, through the body's decomposing there, in front of that heater there, all of her bodily fluids let loose and stuff. But I think of the disparity in a country where we have millions of Americans that are homeless, millions that are starving, veterans that are dying, those that live underneath bridges, them putting spikes underneath bridges, them creating laws that make it illegal to feed the homeless, that they have the audacity to spend $178 million each for a missile. And then, of course, in today's world, through all these big corporations like Raytheon and stuff, that not only is the money spent in firing those things, but, of course, there's reordering them, too. And I'm sure that comes with a cost plus, just like they did over there in Iraq. But again, though, this it's the same scenario there, where the United States back in 2011 with Britain and France, you know, they pounded the same targets over there in Libya with these airstrikes and these Tomahawk missiles. And when that first happened, I started looking into what actually was Libya. And, of course, one of the main targets over there was the GMR water project. And that is where Muammar Gaddafi there had set up this massive pumping station, which had 22-foot-wide tubes. And you could view images on the Internet showing those tubes just destroyed and everything, where they was pumping fresh water across the whole of North Africa and, of course, turning it into an oasis. And, of course, we have Gaddafi himself, who promised to make sure that everyone was housed even before his own parents were. If you wanted to get into farming, they gave you the land. You could get an implement to do that. And, of course, this is all through the sales of their oil. And, of course, just like these other countries that have their health care and stuff paid for, free schooling, this is all destroyed by the attempts of these Western empire governments pushing for their New World Orders to break people. And, of course, to enslave them into massive debt. And when you look at these different photos of these countries, whether it's Libya, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Syria, or even Ukraine now, these bombed-out shelled craters of a city that once used to be just beautiful places there are reduced to rubble, in which these U.S. corporations, even as John Perkins mentioned in The Economic Hitman, the fact that these corporations go in there or swoop in there like vultures, and they start privatizing everything, which, of course, the residents lose their health care, their free schooling, all that, and they become slaves of the IMF banking system and taking out these massive, God knows how many billions and billions of dollars in loans to, again, those contracts to be fulfilled by Western companies to rebuild the same things that they just blew up. And we know that a lot of this, as if you follow Twitter and the tweets of these so-called policy writers, you'll see that every time when they talk about, like when they mention pulling out of Syria, Twitter had just filled up like mad with about, now you're giving Iran all the oil. And it makes you wonder, is it, I mean, oil, is that the basic premise of all this, is just oil or control thereof? Again, the United States is the biggest exporter of LNG and oil right now, and we can tell that by the fracking that's going across this country, the earthquakes that are caused from it, admittedly, too, especially down in Texas. And then, of course, I think about 4 weeks ago or so, I mentioned the fact that if the U.S. is a big exporter of LNG and oil, then why is Boston, Maryland over there buying their propane gas from France, which, of course, has to pay those import tariff fees on it, which drives the cost up even more for them when they could buy it locally? But, like I say, everything is kind of backwards anymore, and it's a shame there. But on the fact of these missiles, though, these 40-year-old Soviet-type missile defense, or you can call it modern-day Russian Federation, they destroyed 70% of the NATO missiles there, and this has been confirmed there. There was other reports about how many was shot down and stuff, but 70% of NATO's missiles. And you have to think about that. Trump today tweeted the fact about those great precision weapons again. Of course, this was more this damage control. You and I as Americans would have to wonder that if the U.S. actually wants to start a war with Russia, and if it does, exactly what that means. Because if the Russia's S-400s and S-300s and stuff, missiles, if they have that accuracy to shoot down missiles, what would happen in a case that something else went wrong, and say the United States and Russia went into a nuclear war, and the Russians had the ability to shoot down 70% of their missiles towards Russia, which left them open there to the fact of being able to retaliate. The prospects of those people living in America would not be too good, especially in those bigger cities there, which would be actual prime targets. And of course, you, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I always say that a lot of innocent millions, probably a lot of millions of innocent dogs could die. You get more and more to the factor where you see these mundane stories about some person here dying or whatever like that. And I've talked with Granny about this too. She knows my feeling basically on the way I see death anymore. But it's such a tragedy when you see some nightclub or something shot up. But when the headlines read out of the Washington Compost there that a U.S. missile strike killed hundreds in Mosul, people just, they dismiss that because it's Mosul, you know, forget it, you know, it's probably them evil Muslims, you know. And of course, the constant renaming of regular civilians as collateral damage, or the collateral murder video that was released by Bradley Vin Manning, who showed the death of those reporters over there in Iraq. They're just chopped up by the helicopter firing from over a mile or so away there, which I've highlighted before here, the fact that the Ramsey Clark, who wrote Fire and Ice, and if you Google that, or whatever your browser search engine is, and read that Fire and Ice document, it highlights to the extent of exactly what the damage was done in Iraq, the amount of tons of bombs and stuff that were used, how they dropped these massive 5,000-pound ordnance bombs, which were incendiary, right in the middle of downtown Baghdad and stuff, and of course, which just burns everyone, the people, everything. And the constant hype of war to where, again, it's like only our weapons are good, and is always portrayed to us as a bunch of people sitting around on these network television shows or news stations, these dried up old generals that oddly always likes to watch these fireworks go off in the night, basically, to where they can see these massive explosions, not realizing that every time there's a potential bomb that goes off, the amount of casualties or life lost on those. And I just can't believe that so many people are so insensitive as to what's going on in the world. And yet they will get so upset if there's a poor elephant or something shot. I mean, the mental psyche of people today, just I can't believe that they are so distracted there. But anyway, the main important thing about this airstrike over there was the fact that it was 100% illegal under international law. Again, international law applies to only those that attack someone. And of course, we know the United States has, through this word or use of the word preemptive, always likes to target someone else in a preemptive strike. And the outrage in UK right now, even France is having their problems with Macron up there. Again, the United States, there's a few small little areas there where people have kind of protested this. But, you know, when you read history in the Vietnam protests, how the streets and whichever were just lined by the tens of thousands, like reading where Nixon sat inside the White House during the Vietnam anti-war movement with all these buses parked along around the White House area. And so that people couldn't get through, and his secretary, whoever it was at the time, was commenting how Nixon stood there wringing his fingers, looking out the window there and saying, they're going to kill us, they're going to kill us. And the problem that I see today is that the government always strikes fear into its people nowadays, especially under our police state and the NSA and other spying agencies. But there is no fear in government anymore. They actually stand out there and they blatantly lie to you daily. And the media reinforces their lies. And but yet, if you go to these comment sections, whether they're on Twitter or YouTube, and someone posts a video, and you go down and read the comment sections, forget actually what the video says, because we know a lot of it from these news agencies is just a bunch of hype anyway, but go down the comment section and you'll see that as a majority that most people are not buying this. And yet you'll see where the trolls have actually gone in there and they'll mark down a video. Instead of liking it, they'll mark it down. because it just hates their ego, like, you know. But I wonder if, as a society, if that's the way that we should all be working towards. I have a short letter to read here from Richie Allen here, but I have a station break coming up here in just a second. But it will describe, in fact, here about how the international law works. And, you know, one must think of that, too, because of the fact that when you want others to live by the rule of law and to abide by even warfare, which is the same as why they have the crescent moon and the Red Cross, and why it's painted on whether it's evac helicopters or ambulances, they are not to be used as targets under the Geneva rules of warfare engagement. And yet we see that even Israel and the United States and those, they target those vehicles. And I mean, I just can't see how people can just let that slide. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in, express your opinions, and we'll be right back.
Double talk is all you get.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk radio. Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And basically, we had a beautiful spring day over here today, although I can tell you it's still cool out. And I posted a photo of a dead deer along the highway this morning there, and the mountains are just loaded with snow in the background. But anyway, everywhere I talk, it's at least 7 or 8 degrees cooler than where it normally is this time of the year. Anyway, I was going to read this letter here. It's again, it's from Richie Allen. You can find it on his website there. But he goes on to say, "I sincerely hope this finds you well. My name is Richie Allen, and I'm a journalist based in Manchester. I was wondering if you were aware, you may not be, that is in a matter of international law, that the use or threat of force against a territorial integrity or political sovereignty of another state is illegal. International law dictates that force may only be used for the purpose of self-defense or within the confines of necessity and the proportionality. This prohibition of use of force is one of the norms that lawyers call just, see what my phone did here, they call just cogent, or the preemptory norms, and has been codified in Article 2 and 4 of the United Nations Charter of International Law and prohibits states from acquiring territory, through the aggression or acquisition made by other states. It says, please don't take my word for it, Superintendent. Ask any professor of law or international law lawyer for help, and you are often surrounded by universities here. I'm writing to you as a matter of the urgency, sir, because shortly before 9:30 a.m. this morning, a woman appeared on my television screen. Incredibly, she admitted to the Assembly of the National and International Journalists that she had, in fact, broken the very laws I outlined above. This staggered me, as I'm not used to seeing those who are perpetrating crimes openly admitting to them, let alone in front of a TV audience of millions. In short, sir, I would like to report this crime and hope that you treat the matter with some urgency, because amazingly, having just admitted her crime, she intimated that she would intend to do it again. I'm not referring to the course of the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who admitted this morning that she instructed the RF to launch its airstrikes against a sovereign state of Syria, a country which has neither attacked nor threatened to attack the UK. He goes on to say here, Superintendent, I hardly needed to emphasize the seriousness of this flagrant violation of international law and the implications of it for domestic security. I request that you open an immediate investigation. Note that my allegation for that crime has been committed, and furnish me with a crime number as soon as possible. I'll basically file a report. And that's the same thing I tweeted out to the FBI the day where Joe Biden is sitting there in a room giving one of his talks there, openly admitting that Obama created ISIL or ISIS or whatever brand name they want this week is. And of course, we have to remember, though, that ISIS actually apologized to Israel in one of their attacks. So, but anyway, the letter goes on. It's signed to best regard or sincere regards, Richie Allen. And again, it's the richieallen.co.uk for his website there, if you'd like to read that yourself. It goes on a little bit more there, but I kind of summarized it some. But anyway, the OPCW used to stay in the two upper rooms over there that were targeted and used as labs, and would like to cooperate with them completely, he said. If there were chemical weapons, we would not be able to stand here. And I've been there since 5:30 a.m. in full health. I'm not coughing or anything. Goes to show you how much people lie. But anyway, we'll be right back again. 1-800-313-9443.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story.
Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.